Welcome to the XL Podcast. With its origins in Southwest England, you are invited to join your host, Kevin Selwood, as he speaks with a variety of personalities, both local and national, and mostly from within the driver training industry. In the various episodes, you will hear about issues of national interest concerned with driver training, along with ideas and advice to help you, whether you are an independent instructor, a member of a franchise, or the owner of a larger driving school. Kevin also asks each guest about what they do for relaxation outside of work. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. And here we are, amazingly, in season three of the XL podcast. So thank you for those of you who've persevered through seasons one and two. And we are now looking at a topic that is dear to my heart, and that is social media. And I'm very pleased to have with me today Alison Harper, whose correct title is a social media consultant. I've got that right, haven't I, Alison? Yeah. And welcome, and thank you very much for giving up your time today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Social media, such a wide topic, and we can go into some things today. But first of all, what I'd like to do with people I have on here is just get a little bit of a brief history of how you've got to where you are today. So if you can just give us a potted history of how you've ended up doing it.
A potted? How long is this podcast? Let's just say it all happened by accident. So, okay. I had what I call my first midlife crisis when I was 36 and decided I would go to university because I never went when I should have gone because I wanted to work and earn money when I was young. So I had to go do an access course. I left school with no qualifications. I went to college. I failed college. You know, I was just wanted to earn money. So while I was doing my access course, our main tutor, she said, you need some voluntary work to back up your CV and the application for uni. What I actually went to do was mental health nursing. While I was studying, I fell in love with psychology and I ended up changing the day I was applying to uni to a BSc in psychology. And what I applied for, so I went looking for voluntary work because at the time I worked behind a bar. And what I applied for, there were like singing workshops with people with dementia, and dementia is very close to my heart because my granddad had it. And we lost him 13 years ago now. So it's something I was quite aware of and had an interest in. I put my application in and I had a call from the local volunteer centre. And her, I always remember it, Kathy, the manager, she said, have you got Facebook and Twitter? I said, yeah, I have. She said, well, we need someone to run our organisation's Facebook and Twitter accounts. I was like, well, I've never done that before. I've done it for myself, but never done it for an organisation. She said, we want you to come. We will train you. So, okay. So I went, I had to have two interviews for this voluntary job. And what apparently she liked was how I'd written my application. She liked how I wrote. Because a big part of, you know, with social media is how you write. They sent me on. I'll never forget the first course I went on. It was basically, this is Facebook. That's a page. That's a profile. That's a group. This is Twitter. That's a page. That's a profile. And that's a post. It was basically so, you know, amateur. Very low level, which a lot of, but even now I get people who don't know the difference between profiles and pages and groups. So anyway, that went on. In the time I was with them, so I was with them from 2011 to 16, I actually ran training workshops through that. So I ran their social media. We built up Facebook, built up Twitter. We even had Google Plus, if you remember that being about.
You mean it's gone?
Help on their Well, I think it lasted 5 minutes, like a lot of Google's extra add-ons do. Yeah. And they were very happy with what I did, and they would send me on training courses. I actually ended up running my own training courses. So we used to get volunteers in from organisations, and I would help them set up a Facebook page, teach them how to post, things like that. Very, to what I do now, was very basic. I had to quit that in 2016 because I went and did a master's. So I started my master's in 2015. Me, who had nothing from high school, thought, why not carry on as far as I can go? What I found, because I was self-funded and working behind a bar in a nightclub as well, so I used to work till 5 a.m. on a Saturday night, Sunday morning. What I found, it was just too much, something I had to give, and it was the voluntary job. So finished my master's in 2018. I was kind of at a thing of, I was 45. Ageism does exist.
Yeah.
Even though people say it doesn't.
Oh, yes,
I was
applying
for jobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
People, my thing was, I was getting headhunted by these companies on LinkedIn and on these graduate sites. And as soon as I found out how old I was, it'd be, oh, and I knew I wouldn't hear back. So a bit of a, what do I do? Do I go on and do a PhD? Because the funding had come out for PhDs then. Or do I try and find what I can with what I do? Now, a local community cafe were going to be running an event and they were struggling to promote it on social media. And they basically put something out on one of the groups in Selby. They put, we need someone to help. And the amount of people that recommended me, which I didn't even realise I was quite known for it at the time. Now, I basically went in, did Facebook, set them up on Instagram. I'd never done Instagram marketing before then. A Twitter, created them a website, only a Google one. A TripAdvisor, went to town with it. This event that they had within 6 weeks, let's say it was a small cafe, we filled the street with it, right? It was absolutely crazy. So I got this nickname from that of social media queen. That's my actual nickname that some people still call me on, a bit like. Anyway, so now I did that for 2 months, but what I found was, it was 7 days, 24/7, and I still worked behind the bar in a nightclub. I was exhausted. And this guy, as much as his heart was in it, it would be, he'd never leave me, I'd never get a day off. And after 2 months, I just said, look, I can't do it. It's exhausting me. So I walked away from it. He had everything set up. He had a massive page that had loads of engagement. He had everything set up. I did loads of things that wasn't part of my remit. Got them set up the council breastfeeding scheme. There was all sorts. I kind of did extra. Walked away from that. And again, it was, right, here we go again. What do I do now? One night I was working behind the bar. My friend's wife walked in and she said, hello, Alison. I'm Andy's wife. I've known Andy since I was a teenager. I've heard you're a social media guru. And Pete, this is a true story, other end of the bar, shouted, no, she's not. She's a social media queen. Right. Bright red. Right, because even though I'm chatty and that, I'm not overly as confident as people think. Anyway, so her husband was setting up, he was becoming, setting up an insurance business. So he's worked in insurance for years as Andy, but was going self-employed. They wanted help with Facebook and Instagram and other little bits. And she stood there and she said, right, can I have your help? Well, in between serving, no word of a lie, 4 hours I just gave all this. I didn't even know I knew all that. It's bizarre what you have inside yourself. And she, at the end of the night, she said, you should do this professionally. And do you know what? I couldn't sleep that night. So I always thank her for that, because I couldn't sleep. Because, you know, when a light bulb goes off, they call it a light bulb moment, don't they? Which you always remember because of the effect it has. And of course, I thought, is that really a thing? Do people pay people to put posts on Facebook? You know, so I didn't know it was a thing. I knew I'd done it voluntarily. Well, I went Googling, and like I say, I just stayed up all night, and the next day I thought, right, I'm going to do this because I love it anyway. I'm quite well known, and I also know what I'm talking about. So I went to her. I didn't just go to her. I also went to a couple other people, and I said, right, I've got an offer for you. I'll create you a strategy, right? You run your own marketing for 3 months, and you report back to me what works and what doesn't. Yep, not a problem. Did it for 3 different businesses, got going, got myself established, got my... Like, you know, you've started your own social media. You've got my social media presence established, my Facebook, my Instagram, Google presence, etc. And interesting, at the end of that 3 months, one of the people was my younger brother, and he became my first paying client. So my own brother. And there you go. Sorry, I've kind of, it's not a quicker story as you were hoping.
No, I didn't have any time limit on it. I think it's always interesting with everybody I speak to about what path they've taken. And very few people have had a direct path to what they're doing. So, you know, I think it's always interesting, especially when people like you have left school or college or whatever with not that great or many qualifications, but then have found a niche later in life that, I always think there's something for everybody eventually. My wife's middle child, he's not a child anymore, but he was, let's put it this way, a little bit of a problem. when he was growing up, and it took him years. In fact, it took a woman, you'll approve of this, the woman he married, to really get him to knuckle down. And he has been working for a funeral director for the best part of 20 years, and he absolutely loves it. You know, it's made for him, the work there. But you know, some of the stories are quite hilarious that... he brings home about the size of some of the coffins and trying to keep hold of them, and the time that somebody who thought he knew where he was going actually took the funeral cortege through Heathrow Airport. But anyway, we're divulging now. What I think I ought to put out now is that you are actually... for Christy and myself at Training Wheels, you are our social media consultant, and we found you by a process of elimination of two or three in the end, but it was thanks to somebody who lives, because you're people have probably realised by now that you're not down here in the southwest by any stretch of the imagination, but you're up in the sort of North Yorkshire area. Are you North Yorkshire?
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
Don't ever say to my mum that we're from any other part of Yorkshire than North Yorkshire. She gets offended. Right. She's like, we are not in West Yorkshire. I'm in Selby. It's a little town. We're basically about 15 miles from York.
Right.
We're kind of in a bit of a triangle, a Bermuda triangle, we call it. Because you go one way, you've got Doncaster. Another way, you've got Leeds. Another way, you've got York.
And in part of this Bermuda triangle is somebody who sort of basically recommended you in the end, a gentleman by Mr. Mick Knowles, who...
I've not heard that.
A dubious character somewhere in the Bermuda Triangle anyway, who will be known to a lot of people via the Kit Mag and the Kit podcast, and also running his own business, Expert Driver Training. And in fact, sometime round about when this podcast will actually go out, he and Lee Jowett, his partner with the Kit Mag and podcast, will be down here doing a training session, which is full, as he told me yesterday, which is good to know. But also, I was very pleased to find out that somebody who everybody will probably know, Diane Hall, has been in your, has come into your stable, and I know she's been not quite cursing you. Oh, God, there's so much I've got to do that she keeps asking for. And I know the feeling with these videos. We've been very pleased with what you, because it's, what, 3 or 4 months now that we've been doing this. And I know Mick, with crossed fingers, has been singing your praises.
He'll never admit that he sings my praises, will he? Ever. He doesn't even admit it to me. I'll tell you a little story about Mick. Okay, so he was my third client that I got away from my... So my brother was my first client, and the second one I got through networking, and I was absolutely terrified. And I always remember going networking the first time, and everyone around here, there's a woman at Selby Council called Heidi, and she supports small businesses. She said, you need to get networking. I went, I can't go there. She said, why not? I said, because it's full of business owners. She says, well, what do you think you are? And I'm like, well, I'm still... At the time, see, my thing is, for so long when I started doing this, I was still a barmaid for so long. Yeah. That actually only ended because of COVID. Right. It actually did me a favour because I didn't have time to grow my business. Now, that lady I met through networking, and she now runs... I ran hers with her for a few years after that, and then now she runs her own, but I'm like, she comes to me for consultation, or I do reports, I do the analytics stuff for her, so I do the stuff that she can't do. And then after that, the next one I got after that was through a friend I was at uni with, and I still work with that person. And then Mick I got through this lady I met networking. All right, so we just started on Facebook with Expert. We started on Facebook late October 2019. Went into lockdown, as you know, in the March, and I turned around to all my clients and I said, like, as you know, we've got a rolling monthly contract. When COVID came in, contracts just had to go out the window, didn't they? Right. And I turned around to everyone and said, look, what do you want to do? And they were like, well, can we put it on hold? I was like, yeah, because how could I say no? You know, because what's the point of promoting driving lessons during lockdown? When he came back to me, which he came back about a month before the lockdown eased, because we had a date for return, and I think it was June, if I remember rightly. Yeah. And his words were, but I'm not going to repeat the exact words because you'd have to bleep it out. I worked out you're not that rubbish, but he said a word instead of rubbish. So I want you to do our Instagram as well. But it didn't say that was a compliment.
Oh, yes,
that's
yes,
the only
yes.
one I've ever had.
That's about as closest you'll get.
So you're not that rubbish. Yeah, you're not that rubbish. And then, as you know, I just probably told you this. And then moving on, he was my first TikTok client. So TikTok during the lockdowns became popular. Before that, it was kids dancing.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. And when he came to me on TikTok, I was the first person who came to, oh, we need to go on TikTok. And I was like, that was so stupid. Eating my words since, but you know. So yeah, that's. When you say sings my praises, it's kind of...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Right. So what I thought we would do in this is basically start off looking at why hire somebody to market, do your social media marketing. Have a look at something that I know is dear to your heart, and that is actually having a proper plan and a strategy and why that's important. Look at some of the different social media platforms and also a little bit about some of the myths and beliefs and old wives' tales that come up. And I appreciate there are a whole host of other things that we could talk about, but I think we can refer people to the Kit podcast and the Kit mag that you contribute to every month, where lots of those things like the do's and don'ts that I know you're dealing with at the moment on there, that people could, you know, there'd be a valuable place for people to go and look into a bit more detail at some of the other nitty-gritty aspects. So let's start off then with why would somebody want to hire somebody to do their social media for them?
Right. Okay. Well, I'll first of all speak as to what people come to me with, and then I might ask.
I thought you might.
Okay. So what? Yeah. Well, because. Yeah. All right. So when people come to me, believe it or not, most people come to me as a one-off, as in a lot of people don't like, I can understand the control aspect of it. So a lot of people who have businesses are frightened of letting that control go. And I understand that. So what I have people, often they have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. They might even have TikTok sometimes. And they might have a Google presence, etc. But often what they want is they want someone who can create a strategy for them because they don't understand that part of it, help them create a content plan and train them how to do it. I call that's a one-off service where I've trained people how to do my job, basically. And it's interesting with that one because I actually worked with a lady, it's coming up, it was late 2021, and she hired me as a one-off, and last week I've started with her providing ongoing social media management. So she's managed it for so long herself, but because she's expanded, she now wants, so we'll move to that. So her wanting that as a one-off was fair enough because she was very happy doing it herself. She didn't, a lot of the time people don't have the funds or the finances to commit to something regularly, understandable if you're a small business and a new business. But she's at a position now where she's got the funds and the finances, but she doesn't have the time. So I would say the ongoing aspect, the main thing people come to me for is because they don't have the time.
Yeah.
And people think, well, what do you mean the time? It takes 5 minutes to write a post on Facebook. Well, of course it does. If you're not marketing something and if you're just doing it willy-nilly and scattered, of course it does. I mean, my own post, my profile probably take me 30 seconds because we're used to it, aren't we? But often the ongoing thing is people often realise that they don't have a structured plan. A lot of people who run their own, as you'll know this, are kind of ad hoc with it.
That's
so
what
they'll
we
do
were.
Not busy, so they'll... A lot of people are. I recently did a one-off with my older brother, who's just gone into a business. She was a family full of businesses. And I actually went to him because he'd set up a group by mistake, and I messaged and I thought, well, I can't have that because people know he's my brother. So do you understand? So I had to go to him and say, you need my help, get here, sort of thing. And he, I had to do because people know he's my brother, and they'd be looking and going, well, why is he doing it like that? Because, do you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So him, he's running his own, but already I'm noticing when he's busy, he's not posting. When he's quiet, he is.
Right. Yeah.
And this is what happens with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a big part, when you say about Diane saying, right, the thing is, in marketing with anything, you need to be consistent. Yeah. So this thing of posting ad hoc, and I'm going to hold my hand up and say, I'm not perfect. Mine, out of everyone I work with, I haven't got a post for tonight. I haven't got any post created for this week. Everybody else's is done weeks in advance. That's how it happens with everyone.
We should have one coming up any moment now, I think, since coming up at 5 o'clock. So you should be posted.
5 o'clock?
Don't you include one of ours at 5 o'clock?
No. 6 p.m. Instagram,
right,
7 p.m.
Yeah,
Facebook.
Right, another hour to wait yet then.
Yeah, we're all right. There's no panic. Again, but it's again because everybody in a business, you're running your business and you're busy with everything. But these things get neglected. Also, the other thing, as you know, is the knowledge. So a lot of people come to me for the knowledge. Sounds crazy. That I did a one-off the other week. A lady just did a 2-hour consultation because she had an issue that I've helped to fix. You know, and she could have, now she could have done this herself. People will say to me, well, I could do this myself. Well, of course you can do it yourself, but you're going to have to go away and learn how to do it yourself. It took a lot of research for me to answer her question.
So
I'll turn that to you. Why did you hire a social media manager, consultant, marketer?
Well, I think that one of the aspects of it was the fact that we are gradually expanding. We have 5-6 qualified instructors now. Christy and I both have 3 trainees. I've got another one who's going to start with us in September, who's sitting in on a lesson with me tomorrow. We met another one last week who wants to start. And it's the thought of, how do we provide enough work for them? One of the things I'll come back to in a little while is that there'll probably be some people out there saying, well, why do you need it? There's so much work out there. But one day there won't be. You know, I just read last week that we have the lowest birth rate for goodness knows how long. Now, I'm going to be long gone from driving instructing by the time that lot come through. It's to be 17. But, you know, but what's going to happen? Is the economy going to tank, like some people say it is, or is it going to recover, like other people say it's going to? Now, the inflation is slightly down. And, you know, there's all sorts of don't knows there. So I think part of it was to have some sort of stability in having... And this strategy, which I think we'll probably come back to in a little while, of having this constant presence out there that you are, whether you're needed straight away or not, you are in the public eye. And people see, they remember what you've done. I've yet to have the recognition in the street that Mick Knowles had, that somebody met. Oh, you're the guy from the videos, aren't you? I've not got that yet, but you never know, that might come, because Christy refuses to do any of our videos, so I have to do the whole lot. But I think that was probably the main reason why I wanted to do it. But I was also interested, once you got looking at our background, and you asked me for 2 sort of localish, reasonable size driving schools, and you came back to me that neither of them had a strategy. And I thought, well, one of them is not as big as it used to be, and one of them is growing, but even they don't have a proper strategy, and it obviously is ad hoc what they're doing. Now, it's working at the moment, but you know, I don't know how well it's working because they've got quite a lot of instructors, but whether they can fill all their diaries or not is another matter. So I think that's why we came to you. And it takes away the hassle, almost does anyway, of having to think of what to do on a regular basis. All I now have to do is remember to send you the videos when, because you usually hassle me for them at the last minute. But it is,
yeah.
Oh, I work that out. I think it is from my point of view, it's taken away a lot of the pressure to oh God, I've got to do something. I know one area I still need to look at is regular blogging for our website. And there's a lady down here, Hazel Jarrett, who's an SEO expert who was on season two, or even season one possibly, talking about that, because I've done some work with her and she keeps on at me about, come on, you've got to get your blog sorted. But we've got the social media side of it going, and it's nice to have to know there's a regular thing coming out 3 times a week. And is it a cost? No, it's not, because you've sent us the figures for the first 3 months, and there's been a fairly meteoric rise in our engagements. And somebody post some inane comment, as that guy did at the weekend, that you just say, oh, thank you very much for engaging with us.
And, I know, I did laugh at that.
And adding to our figures. He came back.
I laughed, yeah.
I didn't.
We got one on, we've had him on TikTok all the time, and it's what I tell people to say. Just thank you for the engagement. Yeah.
And he carried on about a couple of other things, yeah. Why I thought, no, let it go.
Yeah. Just let them talk to themselves. You're always going to come across negativity on social media. I think there's always that, term, isn't it? Keyboard warriors. Facebook, it's not as bad as it used to be because they clamp down a lot on fake profiles. I mean, TikTok's full of them, so you can imagine that, can't you? Luckily, Meta, with Facebook and Instagram, they've got quite good. They go through spells, and everybody notices this. On Instagram, suddenly people will lose loads of followers. And they go through spells. They did one recently where they'll suddenly just delete loads of profiles if it looks inactive or fake. And that's your thing, as you know. When people are behind a keyboard, they're a different person.
Yeah. It's a bit like when they're behind a driving seat. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that as well. So, yeah. Interesting on what you said. So what people, when you said about your figures, right, I'm going to tell you a little story. A guy who I met networking last year, and he does automating. So he does this, all these chatbots, and you know, if someone goes to your website and they can automate it all, it kind of goes a bit over my head, but a little bit too technical. If I learned it, I could possibly do it, but it would take me a long time to learn. Anyway, his company used to run Facebook adverts, paid ads. Yeah. So people have this thing, and it frustrates me because I see social media managers saying it. Oh, there's not such thing as organic. Facebook pages are dead. They'll say that. You'll see it all the time. I saw a guy say it the other day who was a fellow social media marketer. Organic, and no, it's not dead.
Yeah.
We've proven that, right? And this guy was telling me they work with a company, right? And what was interesting, and I showed him, I couldn't show him your, this is going back a few months ago. I showed him one of my pages reach for that month, and he was like, and it was like 12,000 or something like that. Well, this company, and that company paid me for that month, is it 175 for Facebook, for example, right? But they had a reach of 12,000. This company he worked with, they used to pay Facebook adverts £500, and they'd get a reach of 8,000. It was like, how are you getting that? He actually said to me, are you a witch? I was like, well, yeah, actually. You know, and when people say it's dead, it's not dead. It's just you have to know how to do it properly. So going back to why people hire someone like me, it's that thing of Meta recommends you post a minimum of 3 times a week. The maximum for a page of your size, so the page is, it all depends on your size, would be once a day. So that would be over the 7 days. These pages that post several times a day, nope, that's terrible marketing. If you post less than 3 times a week, you'll get less reach. It's because they want consistency. They want you to keep people on the platform. So when you say about, and I do, and do you know, and I often say 90% of my job, believe it or not, is chasing people and waiting for things to put, waiting for a video to be sent or waiting for photographs or getting something approved, because most, not everyone I work with approves my content, but most people I work with do. Especially newer people do until the moment. A lot of people don't even know what I'm posting until it goes on. I joke with Mick that I'm going to put a picture of my bottom on his page one day and he won't realise that it's gone on. But anyway, so again, that's another thing. It's like you said it yourself. Would you, for example, at the moment you're doing two videos a week. Yeah. So you're doing two videos. So you're doing, we're doing the ready to pass and you're doing the show me, tell me questions. And then on the alternative, we're doing theory test question, which everyone loves them. Even people who are established drivers, I think they're really good for those people as well, because it's refreshing the knowledge and that. Would you be posting all that without having me kicking you up the bum and saying, come on, Kevin, got this video for tomorrow?
Of course I would.
You know, would you? No. It's not just that, as you know.
It's interesting when you say...
Planning it all out, right? It's the...
It's not just what you were saying about engaging other people and the driving instructors. I've got some friends, and the wife is always liking the post, and she said, I'm really enjoying the show me, tell me questions, because she's finding out things about under the bonnet, for example, that she never knew.
She's
in her 60s.
There you go. And what you got to remember as well, as much as she's not your target audience, she's not your avatar, which again is one thing I do, as you know, is I create an avatar for the business I work with. But she can pass, she knows that now, and she can pass it on to children, grandchildren, etc. And as you know, it's not just the video. Every part of the post is thought about, right? Because it has to be meta-friendly, because believe it or not, there are things, you know this actually, because I think I once said to you, there's things that you shouldn't say, there's things that you shouldn't do, there's things that Facebook don't like you doing. I go, that's the last kit podcast I did, I've done all about that, and it's going to be in the next couple of blogs. Again, I know that because I still, even though I've done this for 12 years now, and nearly four years professionally, it's nearly 5 years, oh my God, do you know what I mean? Four and a half, nearly 5 years. Well, we lost a year with COVID, didn't we? That's what I say. I'm still learning. I still keep up with the trends, still follow the marketers, still change things if needed. So that video, you could just post that video and you could write a little thing, but my posts are all thought out, as you know. The amount of emojis we use, the types of emojis, the hashtags, all of it. So I think that takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, I'm very grateful for it, and you know, to me, it's proved its worth. What we're paying to me at the moment is an investment. If we ever get to the point where all the numbers plummet, then it becomes a cost. But you know, this is what gets me about people when they're saying, "Well, how much does it cost?" I said, "Well, what are you prepared to invest in your business? Are you looking to grow it or not?" And to me, it's well worth every penny, and it's proving to be so.
Well, that's good to know that. I mean, not much pressure at all when you say the figures. Do you know, everybody I work with even now, the first 3 months are like, it's as in, I don't get comfortable. I don't ever get comfortable. And the first 3 months especially, I feel like I'm kind of proving myself. And that fear never goes away, that what if they're not happy? You know, and I have, we'll get to the myths a bit later, but I have had people think I'm going to make them £1 million in the first month. I've had people ask me to get them 5,000 followers on Instagram in a month and things like that. And because I can't, I want rubbish. So, you know, So you totally, but that's good that it does that to me, because it keeps me on top of my game, doesn't it? You know, became complacent and just stuck any old rubbish out. Well, as long as you've got posts on your page, who cares?
Yeah. know, it's nice to think also that you're planning things ahead, even though I'm having to think, oh God, well, I've got to do this next video. But I know if I look at the strategy in advance, I could actually do these videos well in advance as well. But yeah, that's another matter. But yeah. Nobody does.
Everyone says they're going to. Nobody does.
I didn't say I was going to. I said I could. thoughts in there from you that you've, you know, we know what's coming for several weeks. Nobody ran the instructor training thing for as long as we needed to at the time. And we can run that again later in the year, probably, as I say, around New Year time, and people are thinking about changing things. But yeah, so we sort of covered why hire you. I think we've sort of covered the idea of strategy and all the planning and so on.
Bit more about strategy, my strategies, as you know, so my strategy, I created it myself. People think I've got it from somewhere and I didn't. I got it from learning and from, obviously, I had to get a template from somewhere, and then I've had other templates, I've mixed them, but they've developed over time, and every time there's a massive change in any algorithms and stuff, my strategies are updated. Right. But every little thing is planned, as you know, every little part of it.
Oh, yeah.
As much as it can be. It's like anything, as you know, one thing I do involve my clients in their marketing, because at the end of the day, it's your business, it's not mine. And I say that to everyone, right? When people think I'm going to take over, no, I'm not. It's your business, it's your page. I'm kind of like, you know, just there. But one thing with that was always flexibility, as you know. So if anything changes, the beauty of not planning too far ahead, or the beauty of not creating new videos too far ahead, is if all of a sudden this Friday you say, look, we've got a new instructor, we really need to push them. Can we do that instead? So they're always flexible as well, aren't they?
Yeah, and also we've got the in-between days where Christy and I can stick stuff in as well. So it's...
It's interesting that, a new lady, newest lady I started with last week, or I mentioned who was a past client, I said, have you got any questions? And her biggest one was, can I post on the other days? I was like, of course you can. Of course you can. Yeah. It's your page. You'd be amazed how many people don't realise they can. They think I'm going to take over and that's it. They're not allowed. You know, but no. Yeah, exactly. You've got your test passes you need to post and
absolutely.
Stuff, haven't you? And your updates and new instructors.
Right, so let's move on then about the different social media platforms, because we as a business are using Instagram and Facebook, but there are other ones, other social media outlets are available, as they say.
Well, the main one that I work with everybody on Facebook, right? So Facebook, it's a multi-age platform. You've got people of all ages. Even the young'uns there, even though the young'uns don't really post on it because it's not cool, they are
there.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I've sat in a lesson.
My niece who's 13 recently got a
Facebook. This lesson today that I've sat in. The trainee's daughter came out because the learner cancelled today because she had water running through from a bathroom ceiling, apparently, so that rather was a bit more of an issue to deal with. But Hannah came out and she was telling us, so I use Facebook, I'm on there. She doesn't post on there, but as you say, she's on there and looking around.
They are and you're getting older people on Facebook now, you know. I mean, my mum's 72. She's 72. She won't ever touch anything like that. But there's a lot of people her age. I've said to her, you need to get on because your school friends are on there. But anyway, so Facebook, I can honestly say, whoever I work with, no matter what type of business, you get results from Facebook, right? I don't know what it is with Facebook. It seems to be the one that if people are going to buy, Facebook is the main one. I think it's the ease of the pages. You can just send a message or the numbers on there. I think that's it. Instagram is... A bit younger is Instagram, So that demographic is 25 to 34, apparently. I mentioned this to you and Christy the other week. Instagram's going through a bit of an identity crisis at the moment because the head, who's called Adam Messatori, I can never pronounce his name, he keeps trying to turn it into TikTok. Yeah. So it's TikTokification of Instagram. See, I couldn't say that if I'd had a gin or a wine. But TikTokification, we call it. They've done it a bit with Facebook, as you know, with the reels and trying to post your videos upright and things like that. They're chatting with the stories and things like that. But Instagram are going more for it. So Instagram, as much as I always call that the pretty photograph app, which it always has been to me, it's one of my clients is an artist. She's always done amazing on Instagram engagement-wise. Even she lately has had to start posting reels because that's what they're wanting. Well, they're saying they want it, but then apparently they want them 1 minute and next minute they're focusing on stories and next minute they're focusing on... But again, what I found with Instagram is you get some inquiries. I've had some clients through Instagram. I think that it's not... But again, it's not as salesy a platform as Facebook.
That's what we're finding. So,
But it's good for... Yeah. It's good for brand presence. It's good for brand identity. It's good for your social media presence. It's good for, it'll help you Google a little bit, believe it or not. You're at SEO on Google. But again, I will not say to someone, use Instagram alone for your marketing. I say to someone, everyone use Facebook, definitely. Instagram would be an add-on, right? And then you've got your TikTok. Your TikTok.
Yeah.
I do laugh about that. I can remember it was called, what was it called? Bite Dance or Musical.ly. And my daughter had it when my daughter was in her late teens. And she used to be there doing these dances in front of her phone. And I'd be like, what are you doing? No, I'm just doing a Musical.ly thing. And I'd be like, okay. Never heard of it. But when we went into the first lockdown, I got it rebranded to TikTok and I got it and was soon blocked by my nieces and my daughter because I'm not cool, apparently, and old people shouldn't be on TikTok. But the oldies have taken over TikTok. So it's like, it went from, I noticed in that lockdown, it was a lot of dancing. Yeah. But over that year, and TikTok themselves, it's evolved. Yeah. It evolved. It really is. And it's just a lot of anything. Now, their age demographic was 14 to 19. So when I mentioned earlier, Mick coming to me, oh, we need to get on there for expert. I went, don't be silly. It's teenagers dancing. They were my words. And I've eaten them since. But, right. Don't be so silly. Yeah, but they're our target demographic. Blah, blah, blah. Right. But because of the lockdowns, it did evolve. Yeah. Did TikTok, it did evolve. Early 21, they actually started doing training for businesses, and I actually attended, and I just dragged, when I say I dragged Mick, because it was virtual, but I kind of virtually dragged him. Come on, we need to go on this TikTok. And we actually got training by TikTok, which was brilliant, because they noticed it actually all these businesses were embracing it. Now, again, inquiries-wise, because you have your website on any number, you get some from it, but it's not, inquiries-wise, it's not as popular as Facebook. But reach and engagement-wise, absolutely blows Facebook out the water. Absolutely crazy. You know, it's a very, I think people are more free on TikTok. I mentioned this earlier. I think there's a bit more of a keyboard warrior there as well. So, again, going back to the other apps, it's why they're all promoting this short-form video content, which I talk about a lot, was because of TikTok, basically. They've changed the landscape of social media this last couple of years. But, again, for sales, unless you're going to have a TikTok shop, which you can have a TikTok shop, apparently, but for driving school, you won't have a TikTok shop. It's more, again, for brand presence and identity. It's... On its own, if you were going to have a TikTok shop, I would say have that as your main platform if your target audience is there, which are similar age to Instagram now. Their main demographic is 25 to 34. But as somebody who's not going to have a TikTok shop, I would have it as an add-on. But Facebook, everybody I work with, I can honestly say, no matter if they come to me, they'll say, well, I don't get money on Instagram. I can give advice on Instagram, but again, Facebook does. And it has done for the last so many years. And I think as much as people say, no, Facebook's dead and organic reach is dead, no, it's not. If you do it properly, it's not dead at all.
Right, so TikTok will be the next thing for us to consider at some point. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
we need somebody else other than me who will actually put their face on a video, though.
This is your problem, isn't it? It's like, I said Mick and Lee, right? You know Mick and Lee, the knowledgeable instructor training guys, who I also do their social, as you know. Right. I sent them this video the other week. It's a trend at the moment, and it's this dance, and Lee was up for it, but Mick said no chance. So I'm hoping you might be the
we'll
one.
See.
TikTok, look for the future. Again, right, you don't have to dance in it nowadays. In fact, very rarely see dance videos, because algorithms work. You know you train the algorithm with what you like and what you watch and what you read. You train your... On each platform, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you train the algorithm to show you what you will engage with, as you know. And TikTok's very much the same. So I very rarely see dancing. But it's interesting how many businesses have embraced it. And I do believe for brand identity and for your younger audience, definitely. Right. But there are older people.
I've noticed it. I've got it on my phone and it comes up with so many things on there. And I usually just tap it and then tap off of it. It gets rid of all of them. But I do see that it is other things that are on there. It's not just somebody gyrating around in front of the mirror or whatever. Considered.
Every platform you work on, a little bit of a snippet of extra info here, but it takes 30 days to train an algorithm to show you what you want. And that's, so, you know, when you start working with your business effectively on Facebook, for example, so talking about your Training Wheels page, that was ad hoc, but then you create a strategy. It's why it takes 30 days to train the algorithm that your page is posting regular content and posting videos and things like that. I learned that from a top marketer. And that's the same with all the platforms. So, you know, and it's, when you first joined TikTok, you'd be shown all sorts of rubbish, but the stuff that you watch, it'll keep showing you that. And the stuff that you don't watch, it'll show it less. Yes. Same with all of them.
Right, good. So that's social media platforms, isn't it? So...
Apart from... The one I didn't mention was LinkedIn, but you don't need that for driving lessons,
do you? LinkedIn, but I don't think there's likely to be much of a market there for that. Possibly instructor training, but even there, I'm not absolutely certain that it's going to produce much. Because to be honest with you, we get enough from what we're doing already. We've had another guy email us yesterday or early this morning wanting to do instructor training, and we can only take a certain amount anyway. Christy and I, if we've got three or four people we're training plus our learners, we don't really want any more than that at the time, because that's when
this is it. It's one thing what you just pointed out there. There's one thing you pointed out there when you said we've got enough of what we're doing, right? One thing I've seen business owners try and do is be on every platform. You shouldn't be on every platform. Just be on the platforms that you've got the time to be on and where your target audience are. The maximum I work with a business on is three, right? Most of my clients I work just Facebook on, believe it or not, most. I've got a few of them I do Instagram as well, and a couple of them I do TikTok as well. So you're totally right there. It's... Yes. You could spread yourself and you could carry on forever, couldn't you?
Yeah. Right. So let's sort of begin to wind this down now then. So myths and beliefs and old wives' tales and so on. What about one? You've already mentioned one about, I can't post on any other day. Yes, of course you can. So what other common ones are there?
I have people thinking that I can speak to Mark Zuckerberg. Well, not quite, but people think, do you know the most common one I get, Kevin, that I've had recently? They think I can hack Facebook pages.
Oh, right.
So I've had a couple recently who've had their accounts hacked, but the page has been removed from them. Yeah. So people don't understand that. When you set up a Facebook account, it's an account that you have. From that, you have your personal profile, and then you can create pages or groups, as you know that. A page is different to a profile. People will say, my personal page, my business page. Not such thing as a personal page, no matter what they say on the telly. So if they hack your account, your overall account. I've had a couple recently, a lady especially saying, can't you get into it for me? I'm serious. People think I can hack. If I could hack Facebook accounts, do you think I'd bother doing my job? Right? Because I'd make money from that, wouldn't I? Think about it. I'd message all your friends asking them to give me 50 quid, you know. Yeah. That's a big one. Another one is people think I'm in with the people at Facebook. Now, one thing I do have, I have access to live chat, and a lot of people don't realise that business owners have access to live chat, Facebook business live chat. When I say they have access, some have it and some don't. There's no rhyme or reason. But if I speak to them, they'll only speak about accounts that link to me. Say, for example, somebody came to me a while ago with something with their ads account. Because I wasn't in their ads manager as an admin, they wouldn't speak to me about it. So that's another myth. People think I can speak to Mark Zuckerberg and get everything sorted. Matt Zuckerberg wouldn't like me, would he? Because I take his money away from him. Because people pay me instead of him for the adverts. So that's another one. Another one is people think you can get a Facebook page and start posting and you'll just make millions overnight.
Going back to the hacking bit, one of the things that you sort of insist on is this two-factor authorization as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone I work with, as soon as we work together, I insist to set up 2FA. A lady, mentioning that lady who asked if I could get into her account, she'd been hacked, and they'd removed her from her page, but they'd also removed her social media admin, woman who was her social media marketer, right? So clearly this woman had never said to her, put 2FA on, or she didn't have it herself. I don't know which way it was hacked, but even she was hacked, the lady was hacked who was her social media marketer. So I do insist on it. Yeah, it's not 100% apparently, but it's just prevention for me getting hacked. Because like I said to Kevin, I've had a few recently. They've come to me and, can't you get back into my page for me? No, I can't.
Yeah.
Once you've lost it, I'm afraid.
Yeah. All right.
Nightmare.
Fortunately, fingers crossed, we haven't got that problem. Right, look, I've taken up a fair bit of your time, and there's a lot of very excellent and important stuff in there, and there is so much more as well. All these do's and don'ts that you're currently doing with the Kit Mag and the Kit Podcast, because I think you said to me before we started that you've done an hour's podcast on just some of the do's and don'ts recently.
Yeah, it's actually the last Kit podcast that was out, or the one that, sorry, it's not the last one, because that one was their review. Basically, it's all what you see a lot is a lot of marketers tell you what to do, and a lot of what I do is telling people what to do. What I find is people don't tell you what not to do, and it's really difficult to say don't do this, don't do that, because there are actually things you shouldn't do, and things that break the community guidelines. Because one thing people don't read, every social media platform has community guidelines. And, you'd be amazed how many people have never read the Facebook community guidelines. I mean, I don't know if you have, but I read them again the other week and they hadn't changed.
It's a while since I have read them. But it might, like anything, some of it goes out of your mind. It's worth refreshing it.
It does, yeah.
You are a regular contributor to both Kit Mag and the Kit Podcast, so there is plenty of opportunity for people to go and look at those, read and listen to a whole wealth of stuff that goes well beyond what we've talked about today. And I would recommend people to do that as well if they're serious about their social media presence.
Well, this is it.
Right. So,
I think it's I think people either aren't serious, or they're either not serious, or they expect to make millions overnight. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. But luckily, a lot of people aren't either of those.
It's an ongoing thing, and it takes time to develop. And I think we're now beginning to reap the benefits of that, thanks to what you're doing for us, or with us, shall I say. Right, Alison, let's leave it there because, as I say, it's taken up the best part of an hour now. So there's plenty for people to dip in and out of as and when this gets published. But yeah, thank you so much for giving up your time and giving us a wealth of knowledge and a benefit of your experience of it all.
Oh, you're welcome. It's as you can tell, I'm very passionate, so I apologize.
It's
because I'm so passionate.
I started
about
all this
it.
Off a year ago thinking 20, 25 minutes, you know, but most of them are coming out of this sort of length now because, you know, people like you are just, I let them talk. Sometimes I talk too long on some of them, but it's just let people get on and talk about what they're passionate about. Yeah, so lovely. Thank you ever so much for all of this. And look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so I hope you found that of use to you. Alison has sort of given a generic overview of the whole idea of social media marketing and this idea of having a strategy. Now, I have to say, as I mentioned during the podcast, that since we've worked with her, she has really turbocharged our social media and we've become much, much more, we appear to a lot more people now. And the fact that she works with Diane Hall, Elle of the Way to Pass, and with Mick Knowles and Lee Jowett with Knowledgeable Instructor Training, two really well-known national companies and figures, speaks a lot to me as well of her credibility, and I can certainly vouch for that. Now, if you want to go into a little bit more detail on some of the things that she's mentioned, as I have said, Alison, it does a monthly contribution to the KIT podcast, and each month talks about a different aspect of social media marketing. So if you want to get some more information on specific areas, then I would recommend you to go and find the KIT podcast and look for Alison's contributions on there. So thank you very much for listening to this episode, the first one of season three, and look forward to seeing you next time when I am very pleased to say I shall be speaking to Chris Alsop, Diane's partner at Elle of a Way to Pass and the driving nerve specialists, and look forward to you joining me then. Thanks very much.